有些孩子从出生到这一生离开世间，可能不知道他的生身父母。
For some children, for some people, from their birth to their death, they may never know who their birth parents were.
因为他出生的时候可能有人在照顾了，可能是他的养父母，或可能是在什么孤儿院，或是在亲戚的家里面。
Because it could be when they were born, they were immediately taken care of by their adoptive parents or taken care of by their relatives or was born in an orphanage. So they never get to know their birth parents.
一般人总是希望知道，我有生身父母，但是如果没有，这个找到自己的生父母的时候，总是会觉得这一生好像有所遗憾。
Most people might feel regretful if they never get to know their birth parents.
可是佛法又在讲到，这个一切因缘和合而成的，因缘生，因缘灭。
But Buddha Dhamma talks about all phenomenons are based on causes and conditions. So causes arises, conditions arises, then you have this consequence.
如果我们希望知道自己的父母，却找不到自己的生身父母，你能安于当下，活在当下吗？
If you really want to know who gave birth to you, you're looking for your birthing parents all the time. If you can find them, will you be at ease at this moment?
刚刚我们在异国的时候，现在看到太子指着天上天下唯我独尊，这个唯我独尊，就是说我总有我清净的佛性存在着。
When we were doing the bathing the Buddha ceremony, you notice the Buddha statue has one finger pointed up to the heaven, and the Buddha tale, the Buddha's birth story has it, heaven and earth, I am the most auspicious, most awesome one. So that shows, the Buddha nature, the awesomeness of our Buddha nature.
我们忆佛一定有它的意义，借事来显理，让我们外忆佛身，内净自心。
When we bathe the Buddha, we actually is trying to accomplish the goal is beyond just the action. The goal we're trying to accomplish here is by cleansing the Buddha statue, actually, we're cleansing away our own impurities of our own minds.
我们忆佛的时候有没有念“我今灌木诸如来，尽智庄严功德记，五浊众生令离过，同证如来净法身”？
So when we bathe the little Buddha statue, we will chant the verses, things like, when we will cleansing away impurities of all minds and bodies, and ultimately reach enlightenment.
刚刚证如来了吗？
So when you were bathing the Buddha statue, did you reach enlightenment?
大家一定不敢说我证如来了。
Most people will say no.
但至少念如来了吧。
But at least you're thinking about your Buddha nature, you're mindful of it, right?
刚刚没有念释迦如来、释迦如来、释迦如来的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you didn't chant Shakyamuni Buddha while you were bathing the Buddha statue.
有的人我现在在说什么，他还是不知道，因为他没有举手，可能是小菩萨。
Well, some people may not raise their hands because they don't understand what I'm talking about. For example, the babies here, they don't even understand what I'm talking about.
但是你相不相信小菩萨的内心跟大家一起同在正如来欢喜当中？
But do you believe even infants, even babies, actually they still possess this Buddha nature and it's exactly the same like everyone else is trying to manifest the Buddha nature.
不管今天的佛动他知道不知道，至少有家里人这个抱着，然后很欢喜的一起在参与了，是不是至少也播下了这个一活的菩提种子？
And no matter whether those babies understand what's going on, at least they were holding by their families and participated this bathing Buddha activity. And do you believe they actually already sown the seeds of the enlightenment?
这个是不可思议的一种正向的一种慈悲智慧的力量在的。
This is actually an imaginable positive, the power of the sowing the seeds of wisdom and compassion.
不然的话，他爸爸妈妈、爷爷奶奶为什么要把他抱来
？Otherwise, why the baby's parents or their grandparents will hold them and participate this activity?
也希望孩子啊能开启自己的自信三宝，啊与佛同在。
Because those parents and grandparents also hope that their baby will be able to discover their own Buddha nature and be on the journey of discovering compassion and wisdom.
所以刚刚在提到我们一个人出生的时候不知道自己的生身父母，很想找到，但是没有找到的时候，是不是人以安于当下，活在当下？
So in the beginning, we talked about when someone really wants to looking for their birth parents but cannot find them, can he or she be able to be at ease at this moment?
既然是 Dharma Talk, 那自然就讲跟佛法有关的缘起。
Because this is a Dharma Talk, so of course we'll talk about the Buddha Dharma and the causes of this lecture.
我们尽心尽力想要找到自己生身父母，但随缘努力，万一没有找到的时候，是不是能放下他？因为至少处理了嘛，面对他，接受他，处理他，放下他。
So we try our best to understand who gave us this life, this wisdom life as well.But if we cannot find it, what should we do? We have to let it go or recite Shifu's four ways to deal with the issue. That is, face it, accept it, deal with it, and let it go.
放下不是放弃，而是放下心里的挂碍。我感恩过去，我珍惜每一个当下，对过去无怨无悔，对未来积极努力，对现在我步步踏实。
So when we say let it go, it doesn't mean that we give it up. It only means we don't let it become an obstacle in our mind or a vexation in our mind. We still try very hard to deal with it and be grateful for our own past.And cherish what we have right now and have a positive outlook for the future.
至少我们放下那个执着，我们往往自我中心执着，刚强难调难舞。
And at least by letting go, we let go of the attachment, the self-centeredness of attachment.That is harder to tame.
所以产生了贪嗔痴、傲慢、怀疑，甚至邪见等烦恼心。
Because of self-centeredness attachment, it gives rise to the hatred, ignorance, and hatred, ignorance, all kinds of vexations.
又面对自己的生老病死、爱别离、求不得。厌生慧 无蕴之胜等八苦产生了许多的挂碍、啊、
And it further gives rise to all types of sufferings, including age sufferings, old age, sickness, death, birth, and have to part the loved ones, and have to deal with people you don't like.
刚刚我从我休息的地方来到这个义佛的道场，在路途当中，在我的慈航菩萨跟我分享，真的，我们一般人就是，即使开始学佛了，到现在还是自我中心、刚强、难调、难服，因为单单为了一个切水果，要切什么形状，要怎么切，每个人都有自己非常好的意见，但都是坚持己见，所以真有趣呀、啊。他能讲有趣，还真是有趣呀、啊，还不是还没有讲说真烦恼。
So on my way to this place, the volunteer who was driving the car shared a story with me. He or she said, well, it is true very hard to tame the self-centeredness because even though I've been a practitioner for a while, still very opinionated. For example, in our family, we had a quarrel about how should we cut the fruit, which shape should we cut the fruit into, and how to arrange the fruits.Just such a simple thing. Everyone is very opinionated and want to voice their opinion. So, the volunteer in the end said, well, it is very interesting. Well, the abbot commented on, well, at least he or she didn't say it's a vexation. At least it's just interesting.
看到一些自我中心的现象还说 it's interesting, 而没有说这个烦恼哎呀真不错还能欣赏理解现象还能包容状况。
I think it's not that bad, because at least the person used the word interesting instead of a pain, because at least it shows that he or she still can understand what happens, embrace the situations, and trying to communicate, and face the problem with peace, and accept the consequence with ease.
因为在过程当中他没有跟我分享最后是听谁的用切的水果是切什么形状的那切了多少不晓得有没有在持续沟通然后沟通了以后最好的意见提出去万一没有被接受是不是真的放下了心无挂碍呢
So, what the person didn't tell me was what happened in the end, whose opinion was adopted, was his or her opinion, being carried out, if his or her opinion didn't get carried out, was he or she able to really let it go, without, too much attachment to his own or her own ways of doing things.
所以单单一个切水果谁在当家做主啊
So just a simple thing like cutting the fruit Who is in charge? Who's the master of the house?
主长做主还是主言做主主长请听主言的意见 主言有好多意见最后综合主言的意见最后还是主长做主如果是尽责负责是这样嘛齁
So if it's in a social setting or corporate setting, who would be in charge? Usually the leader, right? The leader would make a decision or the leader would first listen to different opinions that his or her members have and then make a decision.
有些事情不能说每一个组员的意见都很好就照你的意思都照你的意思也照你的意思、啊、到底是谁的意思
Because sometimes everyone has their own opinion, their own ways of doing things. It's hard to say, oh, we'll just go with your way, because there are so many different members, so many different peoples. So in the end, we just have to take one.
但是水果可以完全包容。 这个切这个样子，那个切那么大那么小，反正出来都可以吃嘛。
But it's important to tolerate with one another. For example, cutting the fruit as an example, it doesn't matter which shape it cuts into, or the big chunk or small chunk, at least you can still eat it. Why it doesn't matter that much?
哦，把每一个组员所切的各种形状都跟大家回想，就理解现象，也包容状况的，也持续沟通，啊，这样皆大欢喜，就是成就修行了。
So if you can practice, for example, in this small matter, that you can understand what's going on and embrace different situations and open communications with one another and make everyone happy, that's a way of practice.
圣严师父说，安心即是成就，奉献即是修行。那修行一定有个人的修行。但是如果以人奉献利他的修行而站在利人便是利己的时候，自己是成长最多的。
Our 师父 Master 圣严 said, being able to let your mind at ease is a fulfillment, is accomplishment. And being able to sacrifice yourself is called practice. So benefiting others is actually benefiting yourself. Yourself grow most during this process.
放下个人的欲望而能提起奉献利他的愿望，而真正安心在事项上也好，或安心在道上有这个出离心跟菩提心来利益众生。
So,It is important to put your mind at ease and always focus on benefiting others and then generate the body mind and the mind of liberation.
所以今年在新春的时候啊，我跟大众结缘的有个祝福卡，就有安心自在，就是刚刚提到的就理解现象，包容状况，持续沟通，成就修行。另外一则是面对它，接受它，处理它，放下它。
So this year's of the practicing words we put out is put mind at ease, understand what happens, embrace the situation, open communication, and fulfill your commitments. And another way to say it is when you deal with an issue or matter in your life, you face it, accept it, deal with it, and let it go.
因为是他是用坦然面对，欣然接受，泰然处理，安然放下。泰然处理在 Chinese 不是很难处理，而是什么自在的哈，豁达的在处理。
And the way to understand the this slogan is face the problem with ease, accept the consequence with ease.Handle with solution with consideration and let it go with liberation. And here when we say handle with solution with consideration, we're referring to your mind is at peace during the whole process.
刚刚在提起缘起因缘生因缘灭，我们以和火以和因缘视现在这个人间，那诸位善知识大德又以何因缘示现在各自自己的家庭啊，或是这个学习成长啊的各种学业啊课业啊，或是在不同的工作职场上，又以何因缘接触佛法，而今天又以何因缘在法鼓山东珠禅寺所举办的活诞忆佛法会的现场呢？
So we mentioned the laws of cause and conditions early on. The causes appear, the causes perish, the conditions arise, conditions perish. So what cause and conditions bring Shakyamuni Buddha into this world?And what causes and conditions bring you into your current situations into this family, into your workplace, and what causes and conditions bring you to be interested in learning Dharma and actually bring you to this place to celebrate Buddha's birthday with Dharma Drum Mountain.
佛是为了庄严净土成熟众生而示现在这个娑婆世间，那我们诸位以何因缘示现在这个人间里面，到底有什么样子的责任跟任务而示现呢？
So Shakyamuni Buddha appeared in this Shaka world because he wanted to deliver sentient beings. So what is your responsibilities and the goal of life that the cause and conditions make you appear to this world?
如果我们能理解人生的目的是来受报来还愿，人生的意义在尽责护者，人生的价值在奉献付出，人生的目的有受报，有苦报，有福报。但是如果能心甘情愿的尽责护者，你即使是苦报，但是你会把它转化为虽然在受苦受难，不等于有苦有难，而不畏苦难，却在救苦救难，你是平安的。
So if we can understand the goal of our life actually is coming to this world and repay the karmic debts, no matter whether it's good or bad, even though it's adverse karmic debts that you have to repay, it can be quite bitter. But as long as you are willing to accept the karmic debts, you don't have to suffer. Your willingness will take the suffering out of it. And you will understand the value of your life actually is to benefit all sentient beings, to benefit others. And by this way, your mind will always be at ease.
如果你是福报，生长在这个物质生活条件父母的疼爱，而你自己又有这种善根，努力学习成长都把它在顺利，在这种顺境当中还能知福习福培福种福，那这样子在修福修慧的话，那不断的在福慧增长的。
And if you happen to be very fortunate, you in previous lives you have accumulated a lot of blessings, so you were able to born into a very good family with loving parents, all favorable conditions. And under such circumstances, you're still able to give rise to your virtuous roots and continue to pursue the study of Dharma and be able to cherish your blessings, know your blessings, continue nurture your blessings, and then you will be in a you will have a very good future.
如果是抱着还愿的，你即使是感受到一般现象是苦报，但是你不会认为是苦的，因为苦是心不甘情不愿，心里不平衡不满足而产生的。而你过去许下诺言，我碰到物质生活条件没那么好，但我不会受这些影响，我能安贫乐道，我会珍惜我所拥有的一切人事物的资源，都是让我在福慧双修的，这都在成就我慈悲关怀人、智慧处理事、和乐同生、尊敬相对待的资粮，所以我是快乐的。这种快乐不是感官物质的，而是真正放下心理负担的，而感恩一切都是在成就我修福修慧的资粮的菩萨未来佛啊。
And so if you happen not to be that fortunate in terms of material life, and the phenomenon actually, objectively speaking, might not be that favorable, you were born into disfavorable conditions, if under those circumstances you're still able to see as an opportunity and understand fully that you're here to repay the karmic debts, and you are willingly accept all this phenomenon, all the conditions, you don't have to suffer that at all, because the suffering comes from unwillingness to accept the cosmic conditions, and unsatisfactory to the current situations, unsatisfaction of the current situations. And if you can take this opportunity to continue cherish what you have and nurture your blessings and develop your wisdoms, and even though you don't have favorable conditions, you don't have the sensory pleasures, but you're actually accumulating good assets and blessings for future.
讲到心甘情愿尽责负责，或是心甘情愿来还愿的话，至少跟人生的价值在奉献付出啊，已经什么相应了。
So when we talk about the willingness to offer to others, the willingness, your life value, your life value lies in your sacrifice or benefiting others. It's already in align with all the Buddha teaching that we're talking about.
我们今天来参加义佛活动，我相信许多人是跟家庭一起来的，有的一个的人来掐，一个人来的，那至少都从自己的住所家里来，等一下活动结束后还是会回家嘛。
So today I believe most people come with their family to attend the Buddha's birthday activity here, and you will return with your family as well.
今天自己一个人来的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you come here alone without your family.
等一下会回家嘛，哦。
But you will return to your home, your family, right?
你自己一个来是不是有自家保障？这个保障是个三宝的宝，不是胡业慧业的保障，但是这个保障就是胡业慧业三宝的宝，自家保障在吗？
So even though you come here alone, do you come here with your three jewels with you? The blessings come from three jewels, Buddha, Dhamma, Teacher, Sangha, three jewels.
那跟家人一起来的，每一个人也都有自家保障吗？
So even though you come with your family, you as an individual still have the three jewels, right? Come with the three jewels.
等一下是一起回去呢，还是各自回去？
And after the activity is complete, will you return with your family or return on your own, but also with these three jewels?
那至少会回家嘛。
But at least you will return home.
因为有时候我们觉得家回到家里总是一个什么休息的避风港，家里人在一起和乐的嘛，哦。
Because for most people, home means a safe harbor that everyone feels relaxed, feels comfortable to return.
可是有的人会说，一回去这哪像家？
But some people might complain saying, it doesn't look like home to me at all.
有时候这种这哪像家，好像偏偏欢喜夜家又在一起。
And this type of complaint usually happens to people that they can't do anything, that they have to live with people they really not like.
我一般家是大概指一般有血缘关系的哈，那有时候也是我们可能。虽然没有血缘关系，但是也住在一起，也像一家人嘛，齁。像我们现在在这里一起义活，是不是像一家人？这不同的角度，因缘关系而来说， 一家人。
So when I say home or family, in Chinese, I'm here referring to the relatives shared by blood bonds, or referring to people who live in the same common living space. But also here, actually, when we get together in this place to celebrate Buddha's birthday, we are like a family as well, but we're just talking from different perspectives.
我们现在这个社会的家庭啊，原来家里的成员啊不一定常常在一起，有的就住在不同的地方，有时候特别的节日的时候啊才聚在一起啊。你在像我们美国社会的时候，父母常常把孩子哈都这个抚养栽培到高中，然后大学的时候都希望孩子们那么独立，是不是？啊，独立是不是可以当家做主了？
So when we talk about family relations, modern lives, parents will live with their children until they finish high school, and when they go into college, they are supposed to be independent. And when children grow up and become independent, who's in charge? Are they in charge of their own lives?
我刚刚为什么讲说回家了？因为我们往往希望自己能做得了主，可是想偏偏要做主的时候，偏偏做不了主，被外在环境所诱惑、打击、污染了，没办法境随心转，往往是心随什么境转。
So previously I mentioned returning home.Why I mention again and again, because the point I really want to get to is who's in charge. When we say we want to return home, go home, we feel that we are in charge. But in fact, we are not exactly in charge of our own lives. We are affected by many outside factors, and our minds will be polluted by outside influences as well.So usually the mind will be turned by the outside environment, not vice versa.
在座的大部分都是认同法鼓山创办人圣严师父的悲愿，而了解法鼓山的共识理念、精神方针、方法，也了解以心灵环保为核心来推动四种环保。然后透过三大教义来达到世界的进化。
So people who gather here today, most people agree to Master Sheng Yan, our founder of Dharma Drawn Mountains, vision, spirit, direction, and approach, the fivefold spiritual renaissance campaign, the four kinds of environmentalism, including spiritual environmentalism.
心灵环保有佛法、禅法、心法，还没接触佛法、禅法我们就用心法，它意涵最主要就是让我们观念能导正，提升人的素质，使心不受环境的冲击，还能以健康的心态面对现实来处理问题，凡事正面解读，逆向思考，不用负面的情绪来反应处理，自然少烦少恼，而增长慈悲智慧，使我们平安、健康、快乐、幸福。
So, we most emphasize protecting the spiritual environment. Protecting spiritual environment can be accomplished by different ways. One of the ways is to practice chan meditation. If you haven't started chan meditation, you can start the fivefold spiritual renaissance campaign, which focus on your attitude and the ways to cultivating peace in your mind. and always give rise to the positive attitudes and be grateful to others, and then you will stay away from the negativities.
法鼓山是一个正信、正知、正见、正行的一个佛教团体，也是创办人圣严师父，依照释迦牟尼佛的法统，经过历代祖师高僧大德，而透过我们师公的传承，然后我们虽然创办人在人间好像肉体不在，但是他留下来了许多的法宝，我们诸位法师跟诸位护法信众啊，跟秉持着这一份悲愿啊，继续在净化人心、净化社会。
So Dharma Drum Mountain is established based on right view, right actions, right practice. Even though our founder master Shen Yan has passed away, his physical body has perished, but his compassion vows continues on, and his teachings are still here with us. And his teachings are also, he also got all the transmission from all the Chinese ancient lineage all the way back to Buddha.
因为佛法不是贪得犯失的恋世法，也不是混世寄俗的厌世法，更不是逃避现实的出世法，而是为了净化人心、净化社会，入世法是救世法。
Because Buddha Dhamma is not a way or teaching to let you escape from the troublesome of this world. It actually is a way to purify your mind and encourage you going to the world to do good, to benefit others.
禅法可以帮助我们心理、身心健康、心理平衡、人格稳定、精神升华。
So, Chan methods can help you stabilize your mind and body, bring health and peace, to your mind, and actually can further, purify the society.
因为禅法也是帮助我们基本上心里平静安定嘛，不乱。然后又学习不乱的时候，碰到境界来，怎么又不受诱惑打击污染，能让自己保持清净嘛、然后又有智慧不起烦恼，然后碰到一些逆境也不，虽然即使挫折颓丧，马上最短回到那一份上平静安定的然后即使好的也不贪着坏的也不讨厌，所以一切觉得不困扰，学习保持那一份平常心，就是放下利害得失心，提起自在无碍心。
So Chan methods, the practice of Chan, helps you to keep a calm mind. So your mind won't that easily be affected by the outside influences, environments, and your mind won't be polluted that much.And because you have wisdom, and the wisdom makes you no enemies in this world. And even when you face adversity or frustrations, you can still keep poised, still have a calm mind, a peaceful mind. And you will not attach to things that you really like and won't try to push away things you dislike.
还没有接触佛法禅法的就提出心法淡化宗教的色彩，而提出了什么心无事是安是要是他是感是福，这是21世纪生活的主张。
So if you haven't started the Chan practice, then you are not really interested in the religious aspects of Chan methods, and then we will we'll try to practice the Fivefold Spiritual Renaissance campaign. It's a proposal for living in the 21st century. This campaign includes or different aspects, including the four fields for cultivating peace, four guidelines for dealing with desires, and four steps for handling a problem, four practices for helping oneself and others, and five ways to cultivate blessings.
因为事安安心安身安家安业啊，这是提升人品的主张啊。事要啊，也可以说是安定人心的主张，也可以说自在人生的主张。需要想要，我们通常需要不多，想要很多。人要该要的才要，不能要不该要的绝对不要。是他是解决困境的主张，然后就是面对接受他，处理他，放下他。那事感呢？就是让我们增进福祉的主张，感恩、感谢、感化、感动，那是福了，是福是增进福祉的主张了，那有知福、习福、培福、众福。
So, four fields for cultivating peace includes cultivating a peaceful mind.Cultivating a peaceful body, cultivating a peaceful family, cultivating a peaceful activity. And the four guidelines for dealing with desires, it includes, our needs are few, our wants are many, pursue only what you can and should acquire, never pursue what you can't or shouldn't acquire. And the four steps for handling a problem has,face it, accept it, deal with it, and let it go. And the four practice for helping oneself and others, says, feeling grateful for the chance to develop, feeling thankful for the opportunity to hone your practice, reforming yourself through Dharma, influencing others through virtuous action. And the four ways to cultivate blessings, It says, recognizing blessing, cherish blessings, nurture blessings, and sow the seeds of blessings.
刚刚讲的那个四感是与人相处的主张。那因为时间有限，我就还有许多的内容啊要分享。我就点到至少让刚来接触亲近法鼓山的知道法鼓山还有许多的法宝。可以让大家来挖宝。
So, all those just mentioned are the ways to get along with others. Actually, there are a lot I want to share with you, just limited to time. I only give you overview of the treasures we have in Dharma Drum Mountain. So hopefully you can be interested and discover further.
因为刚刚讲说，活动结束大家都会回家。回家有现实理想的家，希望是一个回去就是一个和乐幸福的家庭的家，还是碰到一些境界很现实的，会起烦恼，会起无明的习气，还会情绪起来波动，还有会一种产生挂碍的，因为有时候对孩子要求过度不然就是过度的溺爱，而造成提不起也放不下。
So we mentioned that once the activity finishes, everyone will return home. So what type of home you want to return? Is that a home full of love, understanding, tolerance, warmth, happiness, or a type of home that there's a lot of afflictions and arguments?And issues such as you have too high standards for children or spoil them too much and just a lot of afflictions.
面对刚刚讲的理想的家、现实的家、挂碍的家，我们是不是能伦理当家，把自己每一个人所应该扮演的角色把它扮演好，等于是照顾自家，然后是不是彼此都有不同的立足点，和彼此人关爱，然后彼此人尊重，彼此人互相体谅包容，而绝对不是那种齐头是平等，为什么我做那么多你做那么少啊？ 为什么父母老是对他对哥哥好对我不好，产生了不公平。而在这里的伦理当家，就是说我们在不同的资质不同的能力范围里面还能照顾自家，而这样子生次序，伦理生次序，次序什么生动力。
So when we talk about who's in charge in your family, it really should be the family ethics or family morality that's in play here. Can everyone play their own part to the fullest, to contribute to the family? Can you play appropriate role in your family and care for one another? And not to argue whether it's fair or not, whether it's reasonable or not. Instead, we focus on who can contribute the most, who has the ability, who has own talents to do what needs to be done. So each one will take on their own responsibilities and move the family forward.
这也就是在尽责尽份，了解自己或许有缺点，但是能不能欣赏他人的优点，是不是能体谅包容他人的缺点，而这样子的时候才不至于产生烦恼挂碍。这样子的话，原谅好原谅，抱怨不抱怨，结恩不结怨。
So by doing that, you will understand your own shortcomings and be able to appreciate others' strength. Family members in a family will be able to promote the mutual respect, mutual love, mutual understanding. And by doing that, you will give rise to less vexations, less obstacles in your family. And no one will complain, and instead, everyone will embrace their compassionate vows.
这样就能升华悲智当家。华谷山深大或是学校的校性就是悲智和敬，以慈悲关怀人，以智慧处理事，以和乐同生活，以尊敬相对待。
So, and going one step further, eventually you will be able to let wisdom and compassion be in charge of your life. And you will be able to know how to use wisdom to deal with things, how to use compassion to interact with people and respect all others.
这就是我们面对亲情、友情、爱情、恩情升华为悲智和敬的道情。
So this is how you transform all types of emotions like romance, love based on family bonds or friendship or good feelings based on gratefulness into a relationship, thrive on Dharma practice, thrive on wisdom and compassion.
这样的话就不会这个有时候慨叹不是冤家不记仇，反而是什么情到深处无怨尤。
So in this way, you won't complain that why you always have to be together with someone you dislike, but instead you will always feel that you get along with people and your friendship grows every day.
我们刚刚讲说佛来到这个娑婆世界，这些庄严净土成就众生，刚刚讲到情到深处无怨尤，你所周遭的人都是菩萨，未来佛示现各种顺利，各种因缘都在成就你悲智和敬的精神，所以你周遭的人都是菩萨未来佛，所以一切的山河大地花草树木是什么众宝庄严啊，所以我们就是以正报的色身在依报的环境里面都碰到菩萨未来佛啊，这就是庄严净土成熟众生了。
So when we say, if you practice wisdom and compassion, and you will view all relationships as a relationship based on Buddha practice, and you will view others differently, you will view them as a bodhisattva or future Buddhas trying to help you accomplish your own practice. And by this way, you will see the entire world differently. You will see that everything is here to help you, to help you grow and turning you into a Buddha. And everything is here to adorn the Buddha land.
观念之道，境界来不一定做得到，因为无明烦恼习气，业力行为来到，忘掉安心之道，所以做不到。是不是？那有没有道理？还在知道有理。
So even though you intellectually understand all this, you sometimes you say, I still cannot do it because the karmic tendency, your own habits will be in the place and you just can't do it.
我讲的头头是道。我也不一定完全做得到。
But it's quite okay. Even though I give you this talk, it sounds like I really understand everything, but I won't be able to, live out all the principles.
但是随时关照，最短时间把它拉回安心之道。
But it doesn't matter, it's okay, because it's a practice. As long as you're aware that you're off the methods, your habitual tendency comes up, your karmic forces comes into play, you, as long as you're immediately aware of it, be able to contemplate it, you can pull yourself back to the right track and continue to practice.
因为我毕竟是出家人，我就必须想到我安心知道，所以做不到的时候常常反省检讨惭愧忏悔，帮助自己清净得安乐，但我绝对不懊悔。懊悔是什么？烦恼心。惭愧忏悔是修行的心。
Because I'm a monastic, I'm a practitioner, so as long as I'm aware that I'm not on my method or based on compassion and wisdom, I will give rise to a mind of repentance. I repent and continue to work on my practice, but I will not give rise to a regretful feeling or feeling bad about myself, because that is a vexation.
所以我修的法门也是忏悔法门。
So the method I'm using actually is also a method of repentance.
我随时随地都在忏悔的。
Because at every moment I will repent if I feel that I give rise to vexations.
因为惭愧的话就像一个镜子啊，让我们察觉有一些缺失，然后正好透过忏悔把它洗涤了。
Because repentance is just like putting a mirror in front of myself. Whenever I realize there's a defilement, I will cleanse it away.
因为忏悔法门帮助我们清净得安乐嘛，烦恼心越来越少。从事项上来的话，相由心生。我烦恼越来越少了，是不是散发出来的都比较有庄严相？
And because you keep repenting, you keep repenting all the time, so whenever the defilement, you cleanse it away, and all forms are created by the mind, because your mind starts to settle down, and you have less and less vexations, your form will be glory as well.
有没有感觉方丈和尚庄严吗？
So,
快乐吗？
So do you feel that my appearance is quite magnificent or I exuberant happiness?
因为我们深大同学也会问我，方丈和尚你快乐吗？我当然说我是会越来越什么快乐，这种快乐不是物质感官的，而是放下心理负担。可是人说你又承担那么多事情，怎么没有负担？因为什么？ 学习放下利害得失心，提起自在平常心，那自然承担不是什么负担，而跟大家一样共同能承先启后。
So people often ask me whether I'm happy or not. My answer is yes, I will I will be happier and happier because that's my practice. And some people say, how could you do that? Because you're the abbot of such a large organization. You have so many responsibilities to take care of. And then I said, well, I do have a lot of responsibilities, but I don't have the mindset of gaining or losing. I always just try my best and have an ordinary mindset.
我举例佛印禅师跟苏东坡对话的故事。有一次苏东坡正在打坐的时候，就请佛印禅师说，我打坐像什么？那佛印禅师说，你打坐像一尊佛。苏东坡就很法喜，我像一尊佛。那佛印禅师就跟苏东坡，我打坐像什么？那苏东坡说，你打坐像一堆混啊。然后他就很高兴的回去跟他的妹妹苏小妹讲，我今天终于好像比什么佛印禅师什么庄严了然后这个他的妹妹就问说，你庄严，你今天你以为你赢了，你输惨了，人家佛印禅师的心像佛，所以说你打坐像一尊佛，你的心像那个一堆混才说佛印禅师打坐像一堆混。
So I'll tell you a little ancient tale that is quite interesting. So there is a famous poet in Chinese history called Su Dongpo, and he has a good friend, Chan Master Fo Yin. So they like to kind of hang out together, and sometimes Su Dongpo like to compete his practice with Fo Yin. So when in meditation, Su Dongpo asked Master Fo Yin, say, what do I look like when I meditate? And Master Fo Yin said, well, you look like a Buddha. And Su Dongpo was quite pleased. And then Master Fo Yin asked, so what do I look like when I meditate? And Su Dongpo responded, well, you look like a poop, something disgusting. So Su Dongpo felt quite happy because he felt he beat up Master Fo Yin eventually. So he returned home happily and told this interaction to his younger sister, who apparently had more wisdom than him. Then his sister commented, well, you didn't know what happened, did you? Because you're actually the poop, you were saying, because your words are reflecting your mindset, your mind. Your mind is like a poop. Instead, Chan Master Fo Yin's mind is like a Buddha. That's why he commented that you look like Buddha.
我再确定一下，你们认为方丈和尚庄严吗？快乐吗？所以你们的心是庄严快乐的。
So I want to ask you one more time. Do you think I look magnificent? And do you think I'm happy? And you better answer yes, because that's the reflection of your own mind.
因为在十分钟就十二点准备什么吃饭了，这个三德六味洗夜行这三德六味，六味就是菜有出来淡咸辛酸甘苦，都有它的特性，可以滋润，可以有什么热的凉的冷的都来调伏各种这个是都有它的特性，所以菜要清净干净，要柔软，不要太硬，还有适合口味，都如法得。
In 10 minutes will be 12, and then we will have lunch. Just like we said, in cooking, we cultivate the 3 merits and 6 kinds of taste. Actually, there's very subtle qualities go into the cooking, whether the food is right temperature, right texture, right color, whether it's soft or not too hard, whether it's cold or hot, and we taste with all our sensations open.
华虎山今年为这个社会世界祝福的主题是什么？无慧传家，实践的方针，修福修慧，安心安家，六度万行，传心传家。六度是指布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、智慧。
So this year's Dhammadrong Mountain's annual topic, annual blessings for the society, is bring blessings and wisdom home. By cultivating blessings and wisdom, we stabilize our mind and family.By practicing the six perfections and the various compassionate deeds, we transmit the mindset of wisdom to our future generations. And the six parameters, the six perfections, refer to charity, morality, forbearance, diligence, concentration, and wisdom.
我们今天忆佛，然后听了佛法是不是也点亮明灯了？照破是吧？无明，然后照亮黑暗，然后也照见尘垢，也是不是花愿来照护众生呢？
So today we attend the Buddha's birthday ceremony. It's just like a light up the inner lamp, a lamp that lights up darkness.Transforming bewilderment into enlightenment, awakened thought shatters ignorance, turning us back on track. And by attending this ceremony, will you give rise to compassionate vows?
这个点亮明灯，胡慧传家是今等于算是今年哈的这个除夕节，正好。我写下刚好 有那个叫传灯，所以我就写下这个句子哈，一点明灯照亮黑暗，转迷为悟，一念觉醒照破无明，气血归色，一念一心明净照见尘垢，化染为净，一生菩提照护众生，胡慧传家。这个已经都把六祖坛经了，菩提本无树，明净一挥台啊，本来无一物，何处惹尘埃。但是我们还是要回到现实面的修行境，身是菩提树，心如明镜台，时时勤拂拭，莫使惹尘埃。
So, annual blessings for the society actually came up during the Chinese New Year's Eve. So I wrote the poem, which says, "A lamp lights up darkness, transforming bewilderment into enlightenment."An awakened thought shatters ignorance, turning us back on track. An illuminated mind shines on impurities, cleansing away the negatives. A bodhi heart cures sentient beings, bring blessings, and wisdom home. So this poem actually is a reminder of the poems that we learn in the sixth patriarch of Platform Sutra, which says, originally Bodhi has no tree, the bright mirror has no stand. Originally there's not a single thing, where can dust alight? But in reality, in our own practice, this stage might be too hard to attain. So instead, we can use another poem in the sixth patriarch Platform Sutra, which says,The body is a Bodhi tree, the mind like a bright mirror stand. Time and again brush it clean and let no dust alight.
我们每个人做任何的事啊，都是希望心安理得。心安理得倒过来就是得理安心。那我现在就说，人生要有理。
So everyone wants to put their mind at ease. So the way to put their mind at ease is you have possess the reasons.
人生需要管理，互动需要伦理，做人需要情理，做事需要条理，问题需要处理， 沟通需要明理，压力需要清理，情绪需要梳理，心态需要同理，处事需要打理。我讲了多少理？
So this is actually a poem, rhyme the Chinese words. So life requires management. Interacting with others requires ethics. Be reasonable with others. Stay organized in your work. Actively manage problems. Remain rational in your communication. Relieve stress and release emotions. Show sympathy and work with empathy.
不然的话，身体需要调理，饮食需要料理，生病需要护理，诱惑需要不理啊。
Otherwise, when you get ill, you have to take care of your body, and when your mind is not at ease, you have to learn to deal with it.
我讲的有没有道理？
So, does it make sense what I said?
这是我经过一番用心整理啊。
This is because I put into efforts to make it organized.
好，我把今天所有的恩典，然后再依义佛的这些的意涵，写出华古义佛福慧传家。
So today, I summarize my entire talk just as the annual blessings for the society is bring blessings, wisdom home.
华古义佛殊胜行，回归佛陀本怀行，洗涤尘垢清净行，开启自信三宝行，中奉严师教导行，心灵环保理念行，自我超越禅修行，三德六位喜悦行，普门现身说法行，四摄六度菩萨行，缘起性空如来行，福慧传家圆满行。
So in the end, I would like to summarize the talk by a poem, which says, As wonderful as we celebrate Buddha's birthday, we return to Buddha's teachings. Cleanse away the impurities of our mind to awaken the three jewels in our own Buddha nature.Follow the lineage and master's teachings and our vision to protect the spiritual environment. In meditation, we seek beyond our own egos. In cooking, we cultivate three merits and six kinds of tastes. In practice, we follow Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva's teachings. On the path of becoming Bodhisattvas, we abide by four embracing virtues and six paramitas. In Buddhahood,There is dependent origination and emptiness. In fulfillment, bring blessings and wisdom home.
我现在最后用一个故事来分享，大家看得到什么样子的启发。有一个六岁的男孩子，他的父母带他一起去准备租房子，那走了两三个小时，好不容易找到适合他们家一家三口可住的，结果房东说，我们不租给有小孩子的。这个父母就很失望的就走了，但是这个小孩子还没走。
So in the end, I would like to share a story with you and see what inspirations you can draw from it. So there was a family with a six-year-old boy. They want to rent a place to live. They looked around for a while and eventually they find a place which is ideal or suitable for a three-people family. But unfortunately, the landlord said they don't rent this place to a family who has children.So the family was quite disappointed and was about to leave. But the boy didn't leave.
因为这个小孩子啊，在当场看到父母跟房东的对话，然后他就跟房东说，房东，你刚刚跟我爸爸妈妈说，不租给有小孩子的，因为他的爸爸有他这个小孩子嘛。 然后他就跟房东说，房东，我没有小孩，但我有父母，你愿意租给我吗？
So the boy saw what happened, and he heard the dialogue, the conversation between his parents and landlord. The landlord said, well, he didn't want to rent this place to a family who has children. The boy actually instead, he said to the landlord, saying, well, you know, I'm a boy. I'm a 6-year-old boy. I don't have children, but I have parents. Would you rent this place to me?
房东跟大家以下也会心的微笑，我愿意租给你。
So of course the landlord actually laughed and said, "Well, okay, that's okay. I will rent this place to you, actually."
他就把他的父母说，赶快来啊，房东愿意租给我了。
So the boy turned around and said to his parents, "Say, come back. You see, the landlord now is willing to rent this place to us."
后面这一段话是我自己加的哈，因为故事里面没有提这一段。他说：“爸妈，赶快来啊！我身边没有钱啊，你赶快来付房租啊。”
嗯。And this part actually was what I added, because the boy needs money to pay for the rent, of course, so he needs to turn around to ask his parents to come back.
使人不动，法轮不转，记得三德六位，喜悦行，当有碰到心酸甘苦，但嫌心酸甘苦，请记得三德六位啊。
And so it's lunchtime, and just mentioned in cooking we cultivate the three merits and six kinds of tastes. You know, if you want to learn Buddha Dhamma, you have to eat first.
这样才是真正的什么找到自家宝藏，回去的就是我回到如来的家了。
So and by practicing even while you're eating, practicing your Buddha nature, realizing your Buddha nature, you will be able to return your original home.
祝福修福修慧安心安家六度万行传心传家阿弥陀佛。
In the end, blessings to all. Have a good practice.